Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025 at 9:02 a.m. We will begin with an invocation offered by Lorinda Isaacson, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear Father in Heaven, we thank Thee for this day. We thank Thee for all the things that Thou hast done for us and given us. We ask that You would be in attendance to this meeting with us, that we might be able to work through the things that need to be done for Daggett County and be able to do what is best for our community. We are so grateful to Thee, and we pray for these things in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Lorinda. Please rise and join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, for introductions, today in the courthouse we have all three Daggett County commissioners who are also RDA board members. Lorinda Isaacson, our county clerk, Peggy White, and Jordan Hewitt with Economic Development and Tourism, and Sheriff Bailey. Welcome, everyone. And virtually online, Brett Reynolds. I think Brett's the only one online.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Thank you, Brett. Welcome. All right. I'd entertain a motion to go in and out of the Redevelopment Agency meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to go in and out of the Redevelopment Agency meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item's minutes to review from Tuesday, April 22nd.
motion to approve the Tuesday, April 22nd, RUA and Delaware County Commission minutes.
I just see one spelling correction.
What do you see?
On page 3, calendar review. Commissioner Tibbetts and Sean Hughes have a meeting with Burdick. It's B-U-R, did it B-E-R?
Good catch.
And I saw the first, on the first page, under issue updates, airports, it says Kent Bond informed the commission that that FAA has requested, I think that's FAA.
FAA?
I think you said it, because I was thinking FFA.
I actually said that for an airport. The FFA, can't the FFA help us? And it's like, no, not really. Try a different set of letters.
We knew what we meant, huh?
Uh-huh. So I'll second the motion.
With those changes?
We have a motion and a second to accept the Daggett County Commission and the RDA minutes from Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025 with those two changes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, issue updates. Any discussion regarding the RDA?
Carrie sent me a form for RDA reporting deadlines approaching. Brian has done this in the past, Brian Lehman. I went in and looked at all of the different links that's on this. I can't see anything that's changed on it. I don't know if I should print some of this out so you're aware of the numbers that were put in for values and homes and everything else that's on there. I'm not sure where all of the information came from. Do you want me to have that for you for next week?
Is it all just cataloged online? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
I've read it, I'll be very honest, I've read it like 3 times. Some of it's a tad bit over my head as far as finding out where to get some of the information from. I'm not aware of any changes that have really been made in the RDA since the 25th of June last year. Not for sure.
A couple houses have gone up on property that's been sold since the RDA.
And
Does it ask for that type of accounting?
Not that I could see. It was just...
You said something about homes.
It had homes in there, but that's where I'm kind of lost because because the county itself doesn't have any homes on RDA property. It's on RDA property that's been sold.
Yeah, and the RDA doesn't have any, we don't have any homes. We don't own any homes. There are homes that have been built on property that's been sold and developed to private individuals, but I don't think that that's what they're asking for.
If you think about the RDA, how RDAs are typically used in the more urban areas, they would include buildings and homes and all sorts of stuff. Like if you think of Salt Lake, if there's an area, or even Rock Springs, where they've been declared blight or something, an area that fits within a redevelopment area, maybe, and I'm guessing, the best thing to do is, are the numbers that are there, have you figured out how to duplicate them?
I was going to check with the assessor's office because it's asking for property value assessment ranges, percentages on the value of the land. I have no clue on that part, so I was going to ask them on that.
Yeah, that I think that's appropriate to coordinate with the assessor.
Okay, I'll see what I can.
When's it due?
August 1st, so there's some time. It doesn't have to be done in the next couple of days, but...
Knowing that it showed up on your table, you'd like to get things done?
Yes. Well, This one's kind of complicated, so.
Let me know if I can help you.
Okay.
And then, once it's ready to submit, we probably ought to have on the agenda to review.
Okay. All right. I will work through that.
Great. Thanks, Peggy. Mm-hmm. Anything else for the RDA? How about the MBA, the Municipal Building Authority?
I didn't look in my mail to see if we had the letter. Thank you for putting that letter in my box. We got the bill for the bond attorney from CIB. It'd be paid from that. Nancy's talked to Carrie, so
okay.
I coded it to the project. But we probably have a letter. Have you seen it? The go forward letter or whatever from CIB. And I'll check my box. But
is it the notice to proceed?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Because it referenced the notice to proceed, but it could be in my mailbox and I haven't looked at it. This morning.
I don't recall seeing a notice to proceed after the bond was signed.
They still had Randy as the chairman, so he got the one letter. So if everybody will kind of keep their eyes open,
okay.
Not knowing where to land.
Okay. Very good.
Is it coming?
Yeah. Welcome, Connor.
Hey, thank you. Happy to be here.
Okay. it's time for us to take a short recess to conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. So we'll recess from the Commission and RDA meeting at this time. It's 9:15 and we'll be back shortly.